So, you want this? You want this radio station? You want this station to stay on the air? You want it to continue? You want to keep hearing this kind of programming? Then you know what? Go patronize the sponsors that are on here. And realize that sometimes there are things that go on here that are being controlled, like such as running network commercials for Walmart. And if you care about progressive radio, if you care about left-leaning radio, if you care about building a progressive, democratic media infrastructure to counter the huge right-wing squawk machine that's out there that's broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on huge frequencies with a lot of coverage and a lot of listeners, if you care about that, then you know what? I'd be down at 63rd and Federal, and I'd be kissing Rocky's rear because they're a large part of this radio station. They spend a lot of money here. They could take it somewhere else. You want them to take it down the hall? They could do that. And they've had faith in me since the beginning. And, I don't mean to get loud and I don't mean to get emotional, but you know something? I think for some of you out there who listen to this station, I don't think you realize what a gift this station really is. You know what? I don't think you really realize what a gift this station is, how precious this station is, how lucky we are to have it. Because it used to be in the old days, guys like me and others like me, we had to work in right-wing radio. And you know what? We were the minority, and we were the token liberal who got pounded by all these right-wingers who would call in continuously, and you'd have to sit there day in and day out and engage in combat radio with these people. We didn't have a voice of our own. We've got a voice of our own now. And it's a little plant. And you got to water it, and you got to take care of it, and you got to give it lots of love, you know, to keep it going. That's what you got to do. So, if you like what we do, if you're enthusiastic about what we do, then go out and support the people who advertise on this radio station. Tell your friends about this radio station, and you know something? Sign up to win that trip to Costa Rica, because we want to reward you for being part of this, because we're all in this together. AM760.net. We are all in this together, not only to have a good time, and not only to get together every place in the mornings or in the afternoons, and be able to rub shoulders, with like-minded people. We're all in this together. So, you know, those of you who want to row in another direction or want to destroy the vehicle, you know, take your hubris and go park it somewhere else, okay? Because you know what? I for one don't want to hear it. I really don't want to hear it. All right, it's 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Tough ride for eastbound I-70 this morning. Just had crews clear a center lane stall near Colorado, so that's just added to the jams from that earlier accident at Havana. Also, if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, a little sluggish from Sheridan on over. Southbound I-25, running heavy from 104 to the Turnpike. Then we bunch up in both directions across downtown and through T-Rex. Now, I-76 struggling in both directions, real heavy this morning. And then around town, South Boulder Road, Belmont, Foothills Parkway, they're crowded. The diagonal on Highway 93 seeing the usual delays, and the Turnpike running heavy in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast, sunny and warm today. Highs close to 80, where it's set 47 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any...
And
well, there are just people out there who don't see it, and you know, there are very, very smart people out there who don't see it. One of them is I don't particularly agree with him politically, but I think he's a very brilliant guy. Is George Will doesn't believe in it, and then you've got people like Michael Crichton, whose only credits is that he's a novelist, and I mean he's advising the White House and George W. Bush about the subject about global warming, where you've got the chief meteorologist for NASA, chief scientist in this area, you know, believes that global warming is happening, and then the White House sits on him and tells him to be quiet about it. I'm like you. I mean, I don't see where why this is such a threatening thing. But you know what it is? It's a threatening thing to profit margins, and it's a threatening thing to industry, and it's a threatening thing to people's lifestyles. I think that's part of it.
Well, but if I can see it, if you're in that industry, if you're in the oil industry, then okay, I could see maybe, you know, having an adverse reaction to it. But if you're the regular Joe on the street, I'm not really sure why you were just so freaked out about this and get so angry that, you know, it's some left-wing conspiracy. I can see 30 years ago maybe having apprehensions about it because it was a little bit more of a theory. But when the ice caps are actually shrinking, that right there needs to tell you something.
Yeah,
you don't have to call it global warming, but it needs to tell you something is going on.
You know what? I wish I had the answer. I wish you had the answer. And you know what? I got a feeling that if you and I had the answer, we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation. We'd be running a psychiatric consulting agency.
Or I'd be the decider.
You know, on Colorado. You'd be the decider. We'd be on Colorado Boulevard taking in patients, Liz. Yeah. Liz, thank you. I love you.
I'd love you, too. Bye.
See you later. Here's Brenda who's got the information about that Nevada thing. Brenda, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to let the caller that called from Colorado Springs know that since she doesn't have a computer, all she has to do is get a pen and paper and write to the United States Environmental Protection Agency at 999 18th Street, Suite 300, and do a Freedom of Information Act and request all impact analysis for any activity that is going on in Las Vegas.
Oh, FOIA.
Yeah, a FOIA.
But you know what? But repeat that address and do it again, but do it slower.
Okay, it's United States Environmental Protection Agency.
Okay, the EPA.
And 999 18th Street, Suite 300, Denver, Colorado, 80202-2466. And even though the EPA in Denver has its own, that's a regional office, and it has various states, and Las Vegas is not in this region. All she has to do is say, please send this to the right EPA office.
Hmm.
And they'll send it on, and since she is in Colorado Springs, it is the right information office to find out whether there's any air, water, hazardous waste effects or impacts as a result of a test that's going on in Las Vegas. They have to do an impact analysis. And she should also write to the Department of Energy, and I don't have that address. But the Department of Energy, the Department of Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Defense, people don't realize the power they have in writing FOIAs and just asking questions. We at the federal government, I'm a federal worker, have to respond to those, and we have to provide information. So tailor your question in such a way as to get the information that you want.
Yeah, the ACLU used to have a section on their website. I don't know if it's still there, but they used to have a section on there about how they'll instruct you on how to write a FOIA request and exactly how to ask it and what to ask for. And it still may be there.
Right.
At the Colorado, it's Colorado ACLU site had it. And I don't know if it's still up there or not, but people can go look. I've filed FOIAs before, and I'm getting ready to file another one if I ever get around to finishing it.
Well, you should file one on global warming. I'm serious. You know what I would like? I would like some people to do that and tailor their questions very specifically. And then the other thing I would like is that caller that just called up. You know, she should get a hold of some information on global warming. And what we need to do is we need to get that information out at about the fifth grade level, because that's the level that all governments write to when they are publishing anything, whether it be in the Federal Register or in the newspaper. We are all told that we have to write to, like, the fifth grade level so the average American can understand it. So I think what the disconnect is, and you are absolutely right, it is about profit margin. It is about industry fear. It is about lifestyle changes. But what we all need to do is we need, instead of griping about what the problem is, we need to figure out a solution. And one way is to get it down to the level that the average American would understand. Same with politics. That's exactly what Progressive Radio is doing, and that's why it is so important. And who gives a hoot whether you're getting your money from Walmart or Rockies or whomever? This is, you know, for, don't let us not forget, we live in a capitalistic society.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
You know, and you know what? If enough people go to them, then they might start sending some more money your way, and then we might be able to do some better things, bigger and better. So, you know, wake up, America. We don't live in a utopia. We never have, and let's move forward.
You're the best, Brenda. You are absolutely the best. I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
You made my day. Thanks. A couple of lines open here at 303-713-7600. You know, another question I want to ask this morning, it's open phones, you can talk about anything you want to talk about, but another question I wanted to ask here this morning, I've been dying to ask this question for a couple of days. Did anybody see the CNN Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer? And Wolf Blitzer ran this whole thing with Jeannie Mose about this conservative activist, Thomas Kuyper is his name. He's written this book about Hillary Clinton called I've Always Been a Yankee Fan, Hillary Clinton in Her Own Words. But he admits in the interview with the Situation Room, the Wolf Blitzer, he acknowledges that a legitimate criticism of the book is that it comes off mean-spirited and that he cannot verify all of the quotes he's printed in the book. And you know what? What is it the media and the right wing, what is their insane obsession with Hillary Clinton? What is that? What's that all about? Where's that coming from? Because you know what? If the primaries were held tomorrow, I wouldn't vote for her. I would vote for Russell Feingold. But, man, you know, they can't get off her case. They just can't not get off her case. Why is that? Why is that? Why can't they get off her case? What are they scared of? They're scared she's, you know what? You know what that tells me? What are they scared of her? That tells me maybe she's a bigger force than some of us think. And maybe she's got a better chance to win than a lot of us think. And sometimes just because I hear them attacking her all the time, I'm starting to think to myself, gee, you know, maybe I better sign on. Maybe I better support her. But my heart really belongs to Russell Feingold.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu. Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court. If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the4superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Which money you'll save by switching to DirecTV. And to top it off, we're going to give you a bunch of free stuff. Yes, I said free stuff. Like a four-room DirecTV system with standard installation free. 3 months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars, and Cinemax, all free. Why, even a free DVR. Now, if you like spending a lot of money every month, well, then don't call. But if you want to get all the channels you watch right now for about half the price of cable, give us a call. We're going to humiliate the cable company and give you a ton of free stuff. Call 1-800-600-6196. It's time to cut the cable and take the DirecTV challenge. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-6196. That's 1-800-600-6196.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Randy. Never miss the show. Oh, man, here's somebody's going to... What is it? Is this a starship? Or oh, it's Jefferson Airplane. Yeah, all right. Revolution. 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I believe this is from the Woodstock soundtrack. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm wrong. We don't know. But I think it is. I think it's from the Woodstock soundtrack. High today, 74, mostly sunny skies. Okay, back on the phones. Let's go to Sandy in Thornton. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
I would like to request a green show.
Well, I don't know if we could do like a whole 4 hours on it, but certainly don't mind talking about it from time to time. There's no problem with that.
I was thinking that instead of spiraling in our despair about gas prices and how we can't afford what's happening to us, maybe one of the things that we can do is figure out, well, first off, how can we pay for gas? What are the alternatives? You know, just basically have a forum of local businessmen, because I know that there are some people doing things in Boulder especially, like there are a couple of different biofuel alternatives. Isn't there a company that has some kind of oil that they use that so your car smells like French fries when you're driving down the street?
Yeah, there is. The guy's been on with me before. I mean, he's called in.
Yeah,
I've had people call in about it before. Yeah, I don't mind talking about it from time to time, but I don't know about doing like a whole 4 hours on it.
Yeah.
That would be a little hard to pull off, particularly when you start at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that would be true. That would be true, but not just on gas, but on our whole lives, a way to change our whole lives, because I'm thinking about the entire global warming thing. You know, what can we do? We walk into a store, we buy bottled water, and the bottle that we're buying the bottled water in, it's made out of plastic.
Well, I mean, a lot of people recycle. I recycle. Don't you recycle?
I recycle, but I know a lot of people do not. So I think that's one of the things we need to hit on, too, is making sure that people are aware that there are different things that we need to remember to recycle more often. Also, the European water heaters, when our water heaters burn out, start asking for the European water heaters. Those are the small water heaters that you hang on your wall, and it's water, hot water on demand instead of having these big, huge tanks that keep your water hot. But
all right, you know, I hate to cut you off, Sandy, but I got House Majority Leader Alice Madden hanging on, and I got to go talk to her. But I appreciate the call and the sentiment, and hope you'll call me again, and we'll see what we can do some of what you suggested. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Sandy. All right, let's go to House Majority Leader Alice Madden. And Majority Leader, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for asking me on.
All right, nice to have you on. All right, I want to ask you about this. GOP chief wants Madden investigated. This is from the April 20th Rocky Mountain News. The head of the state Republican Party called Wednesday for an investigation into Colorado House Majority Leader Alice Madden's sponsorship of a bill that would have given $316,000 to an organization in which she has ties. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. It's an incredibly important bill, and it's very funny. When I went to Catholic schools, and the nuns used to say, if there's a finger pointing at you, there's three pointing back. If you're pointing a finger at someone, there's three fingers pointing back at you. So this is sort of an interesting story to walk through. But I met with the School of Mines, who has the Colorado Energy Research Institute, and the CU Law School, and they wanted to basically sort of have CU Law School be the vendor or contract out this research on an energy profile. So creating a profile that would be open and free to the public about all of our current and projected future energy resources. So that's 1317. It would be paid for out of what's called the Severance Tax Fund, which is something that's created through oil and gas production. And like next year, there's going to be $217 million in the Severance Tax Fund. And there's a discretionary pot of money. It's divvied up lots of different ways, but in the end, there's a discretionary pot of money, and that's how this would be paid for. The bill itself was very specific, talked about that this would go to the Energy Research Institute and Energy Environmental Security Initiative at CU in the School of Law. It's an interdisciplinary program, brings in engineering and business, et cetera. So Mines asked CU to do this. The president of Mines testified in favor of the bill. We made the bill very specific so everyone could see exactly where the money went. In the committee, the professor said, Alice Madden sits on our board. Of course, I make no money. I've actually never participated, but it's a great board. I hope to sometime in the future. They do great research, and it's a really good idea. That's what he's saying is terrible. So we have a conflict of interest rule.
So he's saying you're sitting on the board, but yet you're saying that you're on there, but you don't make any money out of it, and you've basically never participated in it.
That's not even the point. Our conflict of interest rules are very clear, that if you have a direct financial benefit in something, you shouldn't vote on it. That's it. You know, we just passed a resolution about a week ago clarifying that because there's a PARA bill, you know, the Public
Right.
Employees Retirement
Mm-hmm.
Association. And, you know, I'm not in PARA, but, you know, can people in PARA vote about it? Sure, of course, even though they'll eventually get that retirement money. They have a direct benefit, but that's not a conflict of interest. So I serve on this board, and it's frankly one of those things where they put my name and picture on a website, and that's great. There's some boards that are more active than others. But we don't have to disclose anything on our personal financial disclosures on the Secretary of State website unless we have a fiduciary duty, responsibility, et cetera. We're a citizen legislature. I get asked to be on a lot of boards. I'm sitting on two right now, the YMCA and the Colorado Resource Center. No liabilities or financial assets or whatever involved. And I did disclose that I was on this board because I thought it was important to talk about. I also represent the campus of CU. I went to CU Law School. I don't think my interest in renewable energies or promoting higher education has ever been a question. So it's just kind of part of this scorched earth attack policy.
Yeah.
So the sad thing is a really good bill is getting tangled up in sort of the Washington, D.C. style of let's trash and burn, throw everything in the blender and see what happens.
Well, you know, my only answer to that is, we'll inject our own scorched earth policy at the ballot box in November. All right, I knew there was nothing to this, but I wanted you to come on. I wanted you to talk a little bit about it.
I appreciate that because I work really hard, and I mean we all work so hard, and to see something like this is just sort of, I mean they do a good job. It is sort of depressing.
Yeah, it is. Well,
but don't worry, I'm bouncing back and I'm going to continue to fight the good fight.
Well, this is kind of hardball politics, kind of slime game the GOP wants to play. But, hey, you know what? I say bring it on because, as I said, we'll just have ourselves a little scorched earth policy at the ballot box in November.
Well, the funniest thing, Jay, if I can tell you, they've been trying to keep this in the paper, and the Republicans are doing press release after press release, and the papers are like, yeah, this isn't going anywhere. So yesterday there was one, of course they do it late in the day, saying this is referendum C dollars. Well, you know, I guess if you're on the East Coast and you're from Washington, D.C., you don't know how our budget works. And severance tax is oil and gas, separate animal,
right.
Not in the long bill, nothing. So they're getting kind of desperate. It's getting a little more amusing. I know that's insider baseball, but they're reaching here, and it's
good.
If it wasn't so damaging, it would be sort of amusing.
Well, it's good to see them have to reach. I hope they have to reach a lot more, but I hope that they don't have much to reach with. Majority Leader, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Certainly appreciate it. You're welcome here anytime.
All righty.
Okay, thanks. All right, there's the Majority Leader, Alice Madden. And there's the story behind that. So the GOP's out there playing dirty politics. But as I said before, come on. You know, you guys at the GOP, you want, you know, the trailhead group, robocalls, you want that scorched earth policy? Let's bring it on, because we're going to scorch your you-know-what-bad at the ballot box come November. Trust me.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons? So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Ought to carry out a Columbine-style attack yesterday at their Kansas high school. Right now they're being held at the Southeast Kansas Regional Juvenile Detention Center. A tough lockup, says Director Jeffrey Leslie.
We are a secure locked facility. We have concrete-filled block construction. Our outdoor exercise area is a 12-foot chain-link fence with the razor wire around the top.
The case was cracked following a posting on the MySpace website, and student Jordan Adams says the word was out around Riverton High.
We got into the commons area. It was just a lot more sullen than usual. Everybody was, like, quiet, and nobody was in the hallways, like, all day.
Classes are being held today. There's word from New Jersey this morning that former NBA star Jason Williams is closer to facing a second trial in connection with the shooting death of his limousine driver 2 years ago. The state appeals courts ruled that Williams can be retried on reckless manslaughter charges. He was acquitted by one jury on other charges connected with the killing. Oil has hit another record, topping $73 a barrel, and gas isn't getting any cheaper. As it inches closer to the stratosphere, some motorists are growing increasingly desperate for the cash to fill up. Consider Beth Porter of New Jersey, who pawned jewelry given her as a gift.
Two braces, and I only got $30 for it. So now I got to go back and get it before my son see and know that I took my two braces he bought me.
Washington has dug in its heels over marijuana. The Food and Drug Administration says there is no scientific benefit to smoking grass for medical reasons. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has more.
Up until now, the FDA has pretty much stayed out of the medical marijuana battle. The Bush administration's fight against it has been led by the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Justice Department, which won a Supreme Court ruling allowing the arrest of anyone using pot, even in states that have legalized medical marijuana. The statement is a victory for congressional opponents who claim medical marijuana is simply a smokescreen for legalizing all uses of pot.
There are 80 candles on Queen Elizabeth's cake today, and as CBS's Vicki Barker reports, the celebration's on.
Dressed in a bright pink hat and coat, her husband Prince Philip by her side, a smiling queen walked slowly among the hundreds of well-wishers, all pressing for a closer look. Brass bands, waving flags, this birthday is also a celebration of British identity.
Chinese President Hu Jintao wraps up his four-day visit to America today with a speech at Yale University. Protests are expected near his appearance from human rights activists. It was a tough first quarter for Ford, where the earnings report shows a quarterly loss of more than a billion. $1 billion. CEO Bill Ford says the job cuts and plant closings are part of a major restructuring aimed at putting the company on the road to greener pastures.
We've said that we intend to restore automotive profitability in North America no later than 2008. And we remain committed to deliver our promise.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is ahead 33, the NASDAQ down 5. This is CBS News.
Karen, open-toed shoes?
I know.
Your feet, they look beautiful.
I know.
But your toenails used to be so... I'm sorry, but they looked ugly.
I know. I tried something new to improve them. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit. It has a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week.
1 week? That's so fast.
I know. Trust me. If you want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week, look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
How would you like to make a full-time income working from home? Now you can with a proven work-from-home system at HomeBiz5.com.
I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income. And our daughter will have both parents at home, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Or your free work-at-home training package and free DVD.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Eastbound 6th Avenue, slow from Sheridan on over. Now in Littleton, a little slow stretch for you. Eastbound C-470 from Broadway to University and around town. Looks like we have an accident now. Arapahoe and Folsom, so that's going to tie you up a bit. The diagonal on Highway 93, both thinning out. And the turnpike, a little sluggish westbound between McCaslin and Table Mesa.
Honey, there's water coming out of the basement floor.
This doesn't have to ruin your day. Why pay more to a chain company when local professionals can assist you with free estimates over the phone and 24-hour service? TKO Drains. A family-owned company that specializes in taking care of all your plumbing needs, including emergencies, repairs, video inspections, and remodeling. Call TKO Drains at 720-266-4916 or click on the banner in your media player now for your free estimate.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLE Homes Colorado.com.
to sign up and tell us when to call your name on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And every weekday, AM 760 is giving away great prizes like $500 cash, dinner with me and Ed Schultz, breakfast with me and Al Franken, $500 worth of gas, and every weekday, winner qualifies, every weekday winner qualifies for a chance, of course, to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. It's our way of saying, hey, thanks for being a part of AM 760 Progressive Talk. Daniel Lowenstein, you got an hour. We're waiting for your call, Daniel Lowenstein. If you know Daniel Lowenstein, get all of them. Tell him J. Marvin's calling his name. This would be the perfect way to end a Friday with another winner. All right. Let's get back on the phones here. We got tons of people hanging on and tons of stuff to talk about. And let's go to Barry on a cell phone. Barry, you're on AM 760. Well, there we go. There we go, Barry. Good morning. You're on. Hi, Barry.
A couple of short ones. First of all, the your discussion earlier about the self-attacking of the progressive group. At best, it's divisive. Constructive criticism is wonderful, but divisive attacks are not. I'll let that go there. The second thing I wanted to bring up was I was listening to our illustrious president the other day, and you know I wish I could remember the exact speech, but in his speech he said, the natural progression of evolution. And I didn't think he believes in that.
You think he does? You believe the natural progression? So in other words, global warming would be the natural progression of evolution, right?
Well, I think that's what he was discussing, but the phrase, the natural progression of evolution, seems to fly in the face of his professed religious beliefs. But that isn't what I called you about. What I called you about was the other day there was a long discussion of Flight 93 at United Airlines.
Right.
And in that discussion, they left out one, which I thought was an important point, which never came out, was that the widows of the pilots, the four pilots that died,
mm-hmm.
those widows were coerced by United Airlines to sign a statement in which they would waive their right to sue the airline at a later date in exchange for their pilot pensions. 2 months later, United waltzed in the court and filed with the bankruptcy court to void the pensions, and they did.
Boy, that's wrong.
To me, it's just, it never came out in any of the Flight 93 discussions, but there was a page article on Jason Gall's widow, and it just didn't come out anywhere.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? It hasn't come out anywhere, and I read the papers and look at the media regularly, and there never has been any discussion about that. And what you're talking about is absolutely criminal. I mean, it's really wrong. It's morally wrong. You know, it's just morally wrong.
Now, the pension issue is still in federal court. In fact, there's a hearing next month on the very issue. But as of today, it has not been terminated, but the airline continues to progress like it was. But I didn't want to get off on that tangent with you. I enjoy your show tremendously, and keep up the good work, and I'll go back and listen and let you talk to people with other views.
Well, Barry, you know what? Call me anytime, man. You're always welcome, and I thank you for a great call.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the effort, but it's just a treat to have your type of discussion on the radio. I'm just sick and tired of the Rush Limbaughs and the other clowns that go out there and spread disinformation.
Yeah, you know what? I hear you. I'm with you. Thanks, Barry. Appreciate it, man.
Have
a good weekend.
Day.
Okay. We'll see you later. Well, that's a terrible story about the Flight 93 widows. It's a terrible, terrible situation. I have a problem with these companies, too, going into court and trying to get out from underneath their pension promises. You know, you make promises to people. It's people's lives you're playing with here. And all of a sudden you go there and you cry because of mismanagement. Well, you know, we're not gonna honor pensions. But you know what? How much do these CEOs make? Where does that stand? What's their story? What's their situation? I'd really like to know about that. And how much money they get. And some of these higher-level managers. How does that work? 303-713-7600. And I've got one open line here. It's open phones. You know, and that whole Pension Guarantee Corporation situation, too, is a scandal that doesn't get much coverage about how the board and the federal mechanism that's supposed to guarantee the solvency of pensions is itself on the ropes. And this administration refuses to do anything about it. And occasionally you'll see articles that will show up in the New York Times or in the Washington Post or the Los Angeles Times about this stuff, and nothing is done about it. And it's, you know, it's sad because in essence, if you stop and think about all of these things, everything we talk about here on AM 760 Progressive Talk every single day, all the things that are talked about on this radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the issues we discuss from Iraq to everything, it all involves one thing. You know what it involves? It involves human beings. And you're playing with human beings' lives. And it involves morality. It involves justice. It involves fairness. This is what we're talking about here. Trying to achieve a more just, more moral, and a more fair society. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. And I don't think that there's any, you know, anybody within their right mind thinks that that's like a wrong thing to do. Well, maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe there are people out there who think that's a wrong thing to do. Nanette, on a cell phone, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Welcome back to Denver. It's great to have you back.
Thank you, ma'am.
I've been doing a lot of work in New Orleans. I document the aftermath of disasters. And there's a couple stories that I just want to bring the public's attention to because they haven't been given any coverage at all, I think. One was, and this is for all the dog lovers out there, there were over 30 dogs that were killed in St. Bernard Parish by someone that they believe was a law enforcement official because the ballistics were law enforcement issued. But these animals were, people were evacuated to some schools in St. Bernard Parish, and they said, take your pets. And so they did. And then they came back, took the people out of there, put them on a ferry, and at gunpoint told them they had to leave their animals behind.
Mm.
And that animal rescue would be by to pick up these pets. Well, before that could happen, someone went in and shot all of these dogs in one of the most cruel acts of inhumanity I've ever seen. And the Attorney General in Baton Rouge is heading up an investigation. However, it's stalling. The Sheriff's Department won't provide pictures of any of their officers so that people could identify the officers that came and told them that they had to leave. So what we're doing is there's a $30,000 reward on the table to get someone to come forward. And, of course, in St. Bernard Parish, everybody knows everybody. Most people are related. Nobody's coming forward. So we're trying to add to that pot. And I don't want to plug something I shouldn't on air, but there's a calendar.
You know what? Go ahead and plug it. I don't care. What are they going to do, fire me? Go ahead.
Okay. I put together a calendar of dogs that survived Katrina and the levee board. And we're selling it, and the money is going to go to the Muchek Animal Rescue Foundation, who treated and saved a lot of these dogs, and to the reward fund. And people can go to www.nolaquota.com. That's NOLAQUOTA.org. That stands for New Orleans, Louisiana Quadrupeds for Upping of the Ante. And then there's another story. It's just I don't know how it ties in with the oil prices going up, but I don't know if people know, but there was about 9 million gallons of oil that was spilled because of Katrina.
Right.
And in St. Bernard Parish alone, there was over 1 million gallons spilled by Murphy Oil that, because they didn't top off one of their storage tanks, when the water topped the levee, it floated that tank, and when it came back down, it hit on an edge. And the tank failed, and it put 1.1 million gallons of crude oil into 1,700 homes.
Hmm.
When you multiply, that's like 25,000 barrels. Well, if you multiply that by $3 a barrel, you know, I wonder how much of the increase in gas prices is
I don't know if that has any effect on it or not, but it's a terrible, terrible, it's terrible, terrible pollution. And what went on there in New Orleans is, you know, unforgivable, and it's a terrible situation. Listen, I'm running out of time. Plug that website again, please, one more time, will you? We lose her? Plug that website one more time. All right, well, she's gone. It's too bad. Yeah, you know what? And Karl Rove, I guess, who has these new duties now, to concentrate on the political campaigns upcoming. And somebody sent me an email asking whether Karl Rove was being paid by the RNC or by our tax dollars to do that. And I'm going to see if I can endeavor to get an answer about that this coming week. But, Rove was supposed to be, part of that whole Hurricane Katrina reconstruction effort. He did a bang-up job there. I can't wait to see what he'll do with the Republican Party heading into November. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9, Daniel Lowenstein of Denver. We're looking for you. You got less than an hour now to call us to qualify for your prize and become eligible to win our grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. Daniel Lowenstein, we're looking for you, man. You got less than an hour. Give us a buzz. I'd love to give you a prize and get your name.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny. Your response is witty. Your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
That you're happy. And I have no problem whatsoever talking about my friends at Rocky's Autos. And right now they're matching down incentives going on up to $1,500. So you put $1,500 down, and they'll put $1,500 down, and you've got $3,000 down on the car of your choice. And they have the largest selection of clean late model vehicles in all of Colorado. And every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So if my math is correct, they're going on close to 25 years doing business along the Front Range. And they're open Monday through Saturday. Now there's summer hours, one extra hour, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can also check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. And to check out the inventory there, pre-qualify for a car loan, look at their television commercials and see their business philosophy. They're just great folks. Go out there and ask my friends, the Alshires, Tom and Marv, Spanky, Gerard Menard, any of the gang out of Rockies is there to help you. And ask them for Carfax, too. You know, you see a car you like, ask for Carfax. Most places charge for that. Rockies doesn't do it. They'll show it to you. It'll tell you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. Rockies Autos, good folks. I'm glad to talk about them. As a matter of fact, I'm more than glad. I'm proud to talk about them. They're my friends, and I'm out there all the time, so I'll probably run into you out there. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. Big sign out in front, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
He said, "We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist." Dwight D. Eisenhower, President and Five-Star General. Hello, I'm Steve Divide, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway, between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
You got it, Eddie. 921, 21 minutes after 9. Ed will be here this afternoon between 1 and 4. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And it's nice to have you here. Hope you're planning on having a good weekend. The high today should be around 74 under mostly sunny skies. And guess what we got on the line? My Friday has been made. It's Daniel Lowenstein. Daniel, are you there?
Hi, Jay.
Hey, man. You just made my Friday because you're a winner.
That's great.
So your name now goes in to the drawing. You've become eligible to win that incredible eco trip to Costa Rica, courtesy of Crocodile Bay Lodge. And you want to know what else you won?
Well, I know I'm going to get to go to lunch with you and Al.
You get to go to breakfast with Al and myself.
Okay, okay.
And Al's not cooking, and neither am I.
Okay.
So you're safe.
All right.
And it's going to be a small, intimate group, so it's going to be a really, really, really good time. And you know what, man? Thank you so much for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, and thanks for being out there. And did you hear me call your name the first time around, or was it the second time?
I was just driving, and I believe I heard it the first time, yeah.
And did you freak out?
Yeah.
did you go, wait a minute, I wonder if it's the same Daniel Lowenstein. I wonder if he's talking about me. Is that what you thought?
Right.
And so when you called in, they said, yeah, you're the right Daniel Lowenstein.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate you being a listener, and thank you so much for calling in. And you've made my Friday, because once again, I got another winner, and it finishes out the week with nothing but solid winners. Daniel, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and good luck, man. Hope you win that trip to Costa Rica.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you very much. There's Daniel Lowenstein. And you know what? If you want to win, you got to sign up at am760.net. All right. Nothing I like better, man, than giving people prizes. I get to play with the company's money, and I dig that. Let's go to Tony on a cell phone. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Tony.
Yeah, how you doing? And the reason I'm calling is I'm in Colorado Springs, God's country.
Yeah.
I'm also a precinct chairman with 10% registered Democrats in my precinct. So I know a guy gave you grief earlier about advertisements, et cetera. But bottom line is, you provide a vital service to those of us that live down here. I mean, we don't hear what's going on except from ditto heads that live in our neighborhood. But your progressive talk radio is vital. So don't ever doubt that, because it's a lifeline for us down here.
Well, thank you a bunch. Yeah, that guy sent me another follow-up email saying, oh, well, you know, I got your conscience and blah, 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 and you know you're a hypocrite. And you know what? I just sent him an email back and said, look, you know what? Until things change drastically in this country, until things change, and until we achieve change, people are going to need to buy automobiles. People are going to need to buy cars. And there's nothing wrong with sending them to somebody who's good, who you can trust, who's open, who takes care of their customers. There's nothing wrong with doing that. I'm not on here pitching, you know, that you go out and buy, you know, Shell gasoline or Exxon Mobil. And it's this idea that there are these people on the left who want to get into this kind of thing about, oh, I'm more progressive than you are, and here's the reason why, and, you know, attacking our own institutions. You know what? If you want to attack institutions, don't attack us. Attack the other guys. Right?
Well, exactly, because they're in the pockets of the large corporations, but people need to make a dollar as in a capitalist society, but we still be responsible Americans, you know, reduce consumption, live a green life.
Do the best we possibly can under the given circumstances and strike a blow for change in November. And you're living in Colorado Springs. Put Jay Fawcett into office down there, man. That's the best thing that you can do living in Colorado Springs. Tony, thank you, man. Appreciate your call.
Take care, Jay.
Okay. And we'll have Jay Fawcett on this coming week, by the way. You know, there's so many people running. There's so many good candidates. And it's so hard. You can't get them all on at once. And you can't, you know, so we try to cycle them through. And there's people running for the House that are good in the legislature that are out there. Morgan Carroll is running for re-election, and I love her. I just gave her a little bit of a campaign contribution. There's Joe Rice out there running, who's a good guy. And if you live in that House district, you know, send Joe Rice, put Joe Rice into office. And there's good people running, you know, for Congress, like Angie Piccioni, who I love dearly, and Bill Winter, who's a great guy, running against Tom Tancredo. And in the 7th Congressional District, that one's contested. Three great candidates there, although I got to tell you, I favor Peggy Lamb. I love Peggy. But, I mean, we have those, you know, we have an historic chance to change things, and we've got good candidates all the way around. And now is the time to strike a blow for change. Let's make a change in November. Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing this morning?
Hi, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You sound a little better than you did earlier.
Well, can I make a confession to you?
Yeah.
I went yesterday and saw a doctor, and I got my meds adjusted, and I think I got the right combination, so I'm beginning to find my way above water.
All right. You sound like you were getting beat up a little bit earlier, so I got a nice lighthearted story for you.
Oh, good. I love those.
My wife, she works for corporate America, and they got a new hire in recently, I'd say within the last few months. And this woman is an ex-CIA analyst.
Wow.
She worked for the CIA for several years, and before, I guess before Bush came into office in 2000. And, you know, being an analyst, I guess she just was a desk jockey and
right.
gather information and doing reports and stuff. And word came down after Bush came into office that no report should be written with words over two syllables.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Say that again. No report should be written with words over two syllables?
That's correct.
Oh, geez.
So anyway, I you know, it's just amazing when you see this guy and his command of the English language and you know, being the decider and everything else. I mean, this kind of stuff just happens and nobody hears about it, right?
Because, yeah.
But anyway, just a little insider funny story.
You know what? And a good one, too. No report should be written over two syllables.
Yeah, with words over two syllables, yeah.
Oh, man. That's something else. You know what, Ed? I'm glad you called. I'm glad you gave the story. It's a good one.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, Bush wants to be the decider. Now you know what it makes me want to do? It makes me want to play that song again. If you want to play that song again, we'll play it after the traffic. We're going to play that song again, right? Because it's so good. And you can go to HuffingtonPost.com, and it's by Paul Hipp. And it doesn't have, like, an official title on there, does it? I don't think it does. It just says, I am the decider, right? Is that what it says? Yeah, I think it's what... Is that what it say, Ashley? It says, I'm the decider? Yeah, I'm the decider. So if you haven't heard, I'm the decider. And it's going... I mean, it's circulating all over the place. This guy went to a lot of trouble. He's tremendously talented. We'll play I'm the Decider again for you about George W. Bush. And you know, this White House, I mean, his approval ratings now are down again to 33%. This is a Fox poll, too, by the way. Shows crumbling support within inside the Republican Party down to 33%. And there's nothing that this White House seems to do that works out. Did you see yesterday with the... And I haven't brought this up this morning, but I'll bring it up very quickly. Very quickly. Did you see yesterday with the news conference with the president of China, where the woman, you know, is from that religious newspaper, the Chinese Epoch, and she starts heckling the Chinese president? And how did she get a press pass? You know, shades of Jeff Gannon, right? So she's in there again, and so Bush is embarrassed, and we're embarrassed, and you know, it's like a bang, it's another screw up on these people's parts. I mean, they just can't. You know, if I were George W. Bush and I had this tremendous belief and professed belief in God like he says he does, I mean, I would go in, you know, into some room in the West Wing or go out into the Rose Garden or go someplace, and I would ask God what it is that, why is all of this happening to me? I'd ask, you know what? Because Josh Bolton's not going to fix this. If you're a religious person, I mean, you got to believe. I mean, what George W. Bush needs to get out of this mess and all the messes that he's created now, with Karl Rove being a subject, which is the one step below being a target of the grand jury looking into the Valerie Plame situation. What George W. Bush needs is he needs divine intervention to help him out. That's what he needs. 9:31, 29 minutes away from 10 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk, and a look at Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, things are starting to thin out on the highways for the drive. Still a little busy, though, eastbound I-70 from Colorado over towards Havana, recovering after an earlier accident and stall on that stretch. I-25 still a bit sluggish as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. If you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, back up to speeds from Sheridan on in. In Littleton, we are seeing a slow go, eastbound C-470 between Broadway and University, and then around town, crews are working to clear a crash at Arapahoe and Folsom. The diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93 are all thinning out, and the turnpike looking pretty good through Broomfield and Westminster now. Checking out the forecast. Sunny today, highs near 80. Right now it's 52 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Look to Quest for your business's high-speed internet. High-speed internet from Quest is a better value than cable. Right now, order Quest.
finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hoodia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that herbs and vitamins, and you get the picture. Just two capsules before meals and start losing. Take it through the holidays. Help maintain. Now buy three bottles, get three free. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
This was how they praise and worship. There was a guy up on stage. He was upset all the time. I think it was because he had some phlegm or something in his throat, because at the end of every sentence, he would try to get it out. He would say, what you need to do is...
It's stand-up comedy for the whole family. Michael Jr.'s hilarious style, seen on Comedy Central and The Tonight Show. Real stand-up comedy at church. Friday, April 21st, 7 p.m. at Light and Life Community Church at Wadsworth and Alameda. For ticket information, click on lightandlife.net. That's lightandlife.net.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too, so no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety. And keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:35, 25 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 74. Mostly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you along here. Let's go to, let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got to agree with you with Bush. I mean, the guy doesn't have a clue. I think he's a marionette with the strings and somebody else is pulling the strings.
Who do you think is pulling them?
Cheney and some other advisors.
I think he definitely listens too closely to the people that are around him, and for some reason he's got some paranoia about really actually bringing in somebody who would be really totally from the outside.
Yeah, but the thing is, what frightens me is in the future. It frightens me to see what the Republicans have got, who got bad ideas, and you see the Republicans, I don't know, have any ideas, or the Democrats have bad ideas. Hey, a curse on both their houses.
I think the Democrats have a lot of great ideas, but the problem with it is that the Republican noise machine and the Republican squawk box is extremely powerful. It's extremely dominant of the media, and therefore, if you're a Democrat and if you've got good ideas or you want to discuss good ideas, you're virtually shut out or have no place to get those ideas out. I mean, as somebody pointed out this morning, Barack Obama just gave an impassioned speech, which I didn't hear, but he just gave an impassioned speech and talked about global warming. There are, Jack Murtha's got a plan to get out of Iraq. He's a Democrat. And now Tim Russert reveals that after Murtha was on his show on Meet the Press, several Pentagon insiders called Tim Russert and said, you know something, Jack Murtha is right. There are three to four Democratic plans on how to deal with Iraq. How many Republican plans are there?
Oh, I don't think there's any. But you know, I'm scared for the future to see who's going to, you know, take over the White House.
I'm not scared at all. I'm not scared at all for the future of who's going to take over the White House. Hopefully, it'll be a Democrat, and we'll move this country forward.
I hope it isn't Hillary.
Well, I don't know if it should be Hillary Clinton or not. We'll have to see what the primaries bring out. But I'm going to say this to you again. I'm going to say this to you that I have said, and I keep saying on the air, and I'm going to keep saying it to the day I go off this thing. You know what? We are far, even if you don't get 100% of what you want in what you feel is right from either Hillary Clinton, Mark Warner, Russell Feingold, or any other Democrat that's out there, Joseph Biden, that's thinking about seeking the nomination, you're still 100% better off under a Democrat than you are under a Republican. And that goes not only for the presidency of the United States, that goes for the governorship of Colorado, that goes for Congress, that goes for the legislature of this state. You're better off with the Democratic Party because at least you'll get 75 to 80% of what you want. With the Republicans, you'll get nothing.
Yeah. The other question I want to ask you real fast, I've been reading this stuff on the Internet. I don't know how much of it's fairy tale, but it's really, you know, picking up steam. This thing with Iran. Have you read the things on the Internet or heard the rumors that there's already advanced Delta forces or special forces
in
Iran?
Yeah, and it's been going on for some time. Yeah,
Do you think of that?
Well, I think it mirrors what went on with Iraq, and I think this administration is certifiably crazy if they decide to start anything with Iran. I think we can ill afford it.
Do you think there's troops in there now doing something, preparing the way?
I don't know. I don't have any idea. I have no clue. I have no way of knowing because I'm not privy to that information, but nothing that this administration would do would surprise me. Thank you for the call. All right, we're going to do it. Unleash it. Here it is. I am the decider, George W. Bush, courtesy of the HuffingtonPost.com.
And on Friday, I stood up and said, I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
Well, what do you say to critics who believe that you're ignoring the advice of retired generals, military commanders, who say that there needs to be a change?
Decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. Well, my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider.
Better night. knowing this man is in the White House. It's 9:41, 19 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Back to the phones. Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, Jay, that was great. That was great.
Isn't that a great song?
Oh, I loved it, man. That was great. Listen, Jay, I just want to call real quick. Say, you were talking about that guy that was complaining about the Walmart commercials. Well, you know, I don't care for him either, but you got to take the good with the bad. And it's like you said, without this station, personally, I don't know if I'd still have my sanity. I just love you and all the people that work there, and I love 760. I'm so appreciative of this channel. You're getting the word out and helping to change things, and so thanks a lot, Jay.
Well, you know what, Paul? I love you, too, and you're a regular contributor to this program, so you're helping to get the word out, pal. You're the one that's out there doing the grunt work, not me. And I appreciate you calling in here every day and sometimes being patient for being on hold. And you and I have even had cross words at times, but you know how much I love you and how much I count on you being here every morning.
Yeah, I love you, too, Jay. I like that you get emotional once in a while, but my question, Jay, is when are you going to pick my name so I can win that trip?
No, Paul, you're not asking me to cheat now, are you, man?
No. if it's to happen, it's to happen. No, I'm just kidding.
Let me tell you something. Number one, I hope it does happen. You have signed up, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Number one, I hope it does happen. And number two, this is my promise to you. We're going to have a victorious November 06, and you and I are going to get together, and I'm going to buy you a drink of your choice.
Hey, there you go. I'll buy you one.
All right, you're on, pal.
All right, Jay.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
See ya. All right, it's 9:43, 17 minutes away from 10 o'clock. One line open at 303-713-7600. And we'll take more of your calls coming up here with me, Jay Marvin, on open phones on this Friday here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And don't forget, sign up, am760.net. Man, you can go to Costa Rica. You can go to...
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
79 Depot today. That's 879 Depot. Visit HomeDepot.com for license numbers and details.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K. Registration begins at $35. With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We've never been introduced.
You wouldn't recognize me in an elevator.
We enjoy different sports.
But if you ever need it, I will give you my blood.
Your blood could save a life. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org today.
If you've never worn America's finest suit, now's the perfect time to slip it on at the Joseph A. Bank Anniversary Sale. A huge selection of signature suits, regularly $6.95, now $2.99. That's more than 50% off. Plus, a huge selection of trio suits, business express suits, separates, and poplin suits, 50% off. How about executive and signature blazers, 50% off. The entire stock of wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants, 50% off. Even a huge selection of famous Joseph A. Bank dress shirts, 50% off. the Joseph A. Bank Anniversary Sale. Right now, suits, sport coats, dress shirts, and more. 50% off.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
The Colorado Crush battle the Utah Blaze at Pepsi Center Friday, April 21st. Family four packs of four tickets, four hot dogs, and four sodas on sale now for just $49. Call Ticketmaster today, 303-830-TIXS. Log on to Ticketmaster.com or ColoradoCrush.com.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're giving away a trip to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica. Details at AM760.net.
Thank you there, Randy. Catch you this afternoon here on AM 760 Progressive Talk right after 4 o'clock, 948. Right after Big Ed Schultz, 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 72, mostly sunny skies. J. Marvin, open phones here, closing moments of it, 303-713-7600. And let's get back on the telephones here. And we go to Reggie in Denver. Reggie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hi, Reggie. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I think that the decider-in-chief has now passed into a caricature. He's become a joke, and it's unfortunate because he has three more years left. You know, his last move, Jeff, causing this roundup of these executives and illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
The pallet factory is so transparent. You know, during the campaign, John Kerry was derided as a flip-flopper. If you look at what Bush has done, Bush has been the biggest flip-flopper in history. Jay, where is his Social Security plan?
It flopped.
Yeah. He was against Homeland Security.
Yeah, and then he ended up having to bend and create that department.
Yeah. This guy is an abject failure, Jay, and he's an embarrassment.
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing with him, Reggie, is, you know, I had a guy call me yesterday. He was a veteran, and he was going to say that, the way to solve the Iraqi problem was to put 100,000 more boots on the ground there and finish off the insurgency. And I started to say to him, and I was talking to him, and I said, well, even if that was a good plan, even if that would work, the majority of the American people probably would not buy it. They probably wouldn't buy it because George W. Bush has got a credibility problem, and he can't sell them anything. And you know, by bringing in Josh Bolton and by getting rid of Scott McClellan and by moving Karl Rove around and making some of those changes, that's not going to restore what this guy has done to himself. He has trouble at every turn of the mile telling us the truth, and people have caught on to it now. And his credibility is, you're right, his credibility is in tatters. I mean, it's just not there. I mean, if he told you something, would you believe it?
Well, no, Jay, you know, the thing that he did with the whole Joe Wilson-Valerie plane.
Right.
I think that's an impeachable offense that he pulled there, outing the CIA agent. Now, the right wing will argue, well, she wasn't undercover, but, you know, Jay, when you look at the company that she worked for, that whole thing was disclosed. I think what the guy did there is impeachable. I think what he pulled on the Iraq thing, lying about the weapons of mass destruction, and when he sent Colin Powell before the UN saying that these were tubes for making weapon grade tubes. I mean, he's a bald faced liar.
Listen, you know what? You and I are exactly the same page. The only thing I would say to you is, listen to this. You want to know what George W. Bush's greatest defense against impeachment is?
What?
Two words. Dick Cheney.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, well.
So you got a good point there. Let me ask you one question. You had Big Ed Schultz on two or three weeks ago, and he said something about Josh Bolton, a meeting that they had had off the record.
And what that he and Ed had had?
Yeah. He said Josh Bolton, he had talked, and this was before Josh Bolton was appointed chief of staff, saying that they'd had some kind of meeting, and Josh Bolton, wink, wink, I know that this guy's something to the effect that Josh Bolton said that he knew that what Bush was doing was smoke and mirrors. Do you recall that conversation you'd had with Ed Schultz?
No, I don't. You know what? I don't remember it. I don't remember Ed saying that. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to get him back on the program and ask him specifically about it, but I don't remember him saying that at all. I don't remember it.
Kevin Phillips is going to be in town next week as well.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you about Kevin Phillips. Number one, that book, there are two books out right now that people should definitely read. One is Crashing the Gates. Okay? That book is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book, and it's by the guy who puts together the Daily Kos and another guy. And the book is, I mean, it's just absolutely, I read it twice. And the Kevin Phillip books, the Kevin Phillip book about, American Theocon or whatever it is, which I'm also in the process of reading now, is also another really, really great book. And we have been chasing Kevin Phillips to try to get an interview with him now for going on 2 months. I mean, but the book is fantastic. And if you get a chance to go see him, by all means, man, go do it. And if you haven't bought the book, go buy it.
I've got the book.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I love Kevin Phillips. I mean, the book that he did on Bush's family, he did an analysis, a psychoanalysis.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's amazing stuff on Bush and his father and the whole family. It's great work.
It is. It's good stuff. Hey, Reggie, thanks for calling, man. Have a great weekend. Okay, let's go to Jenny in Denver. Jenny, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just got that book, Bush on the Couch. It's really, really interesting.
Oh, it's a great book, and I had the author of that on when I sat in for Ed Schultz one afternoon.
I know. That's how I found out about it. I listen to this station day and night. I mean, I can't get enough of it because of all the information.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. I really appreciate you. The reason I called was you mentioned earlier about the CEOs the salaries that they get.
Mm-hmm.
These two guys from Ohio, Sherrod Brown and Bernie Sanders.
No, Bernie Sanders is from Vermont, I believe, and is running for the Senate as an independent. And Sherrod Brown is running in Ohio for Senate as a Democrat.
Right, and I get this magazine, The Nation, and I heard about this on the station also. And it's really packed full of a lot of information. And these two guys are advocating for the average minimum wage worker. They make like $10,500 a year. Well, last year, the CEO of Walmart earned $3,500 an hour. I mean, and Halliburton was $8,300 an hour.
Right.
And ExxonMobil is $13,700 an hour.
Yeah, the average minimum wage worker makes $5.15, and it hasn't been changed since 1997.
I know, since Clinton was out. I know I'm going to sound stupid here, but what exactly does a CEO do?
CEO runs a company. He's supposed to make the major decisions along with his advisors or her advisors, and that's what they do. I mean, they're responsible for the rise or the failure or the profit or the loss of the company, and it guides the company.
Mm.
It's like the top of the management tree, the pole. I mean, it's at the very, very, very top. That's why this guy who's retiring from Exxon, it's got this huge. ExxonMobil has got this huge package. I mean, is claiming that he earned every bit of it after 43 years, and that the company's the most successful oil company in the world, and on and on and on and on and on again.
Yeah.
And the amount that the CEOs used to make was always more than the average worker, but it's jumped up now to 80, 90, 100 times more than the average worker makes. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The workers have just as much a stake in the company as the CEO does. I mean, they work hard, and it's their lives. I mean, it's obscene.
It is. It's very obscene. It's terrible.
It really is. All right, Jenny, thank you. Appreciate the call, Jenny. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, Jay.
All right, let's see if we can squeeze Josh in here real quick. Josh, go ahead, man. It's yours.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Hey, I'm a conservative Republican, and I was calling basically a two-part question. You were talking about exit strategy out of Iraq. And also, I was wondering if you get a little more specific about that. And also, in the next 3 years that President Bush, you know, is going to be president, what is your plan? I mean, are you guys seriously trying to impeach for the next 3 years? Is that your kind of goal? I think you guys have definitely been the dividing factor in this country, and it hasn't been President Bush. I think after 9/11, the country was united, and instead of staying true to the cause that was set forth, you guys basically diverted into politics. Just basically asking the two-part question.
Well, you know, you can make all the claims about us you want. And you can say everything you want to about how we diverted it into politics, and you can talk about all of that. But I think if you step back and you take a really objective look and you read like what a lot of people have written, not just people on the left, but even people in your own party, people in your own side of the movement, like George Will, William F. Buckley Jr., you're familiar with them, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You're not. You call yourself a conservative and a Republican. You
what
don't
was
know,
the
you
second
don't,
name you said?
You don't know who William F. Buckley Jr. is?
No, I'm not sure. Again, I'm not. I haven't gotten into a lot of.
All right. Well, let me just make a suggestion. Go read those guys, because even they're saying, okay, that this presidency is not what it should be. Even they're saying that Iraq is a failure. And they're on your side. And if you look at the recent Fox poll, which is not a liberal network, okay, the president is now down to 33%. And you know why he's down that far? Because people inside your own party are beginning to turn against him. So it isn't us playing politics. This is the most secretive, the most inefficient government probably within my lifetime, and I'm 53 years old. And as far as getting out of Iraq goes, and as far as exiting Iraq, you know what? There's going to come a time when we are going to have to leave, and the only way to get it done is to leverage the Iraqis and get them to form a government on their own.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.